Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Reddit by Reddit recap. Serious, people that have willingly engaged in incest. Why? Has your life changed because of it? I'm pretty sure my sister and dad had an incestuous relationship. They were obsessed with each other. She was like his house pet. She never had a relationship or a job. She just lived in the condo he bought her and got fat. She died 2 years ago and he still keeps her place the same as it was. I let my cousin frick me from the age of about 12 until we were both 17. We were always playmates as babies, and when we started going through puberty, I guess he saw how lonely I was and we were both horny. It was super awkward the first time it happened, but after it started it was a constant nightly thing when we were together. I am thankful for the experience because it was hard growing up an only child and he made it a little easier. When I first read this I thought you meant actually getting engaged to someone you're related to. But keeping it serious. I made out with my cousin once when I was like 5. She was like 11 or something. Nothing ever happened with it. Also, I told my younger brother a few months ago and he said she did the same thing to him, so there's also that. I'm counting step siblings. It just sort of happened. Our parents got married and a couple years later we still hadn't developed a family bond of any sort. Still haven't. It started when a friend was over and had a huge crush on me. So they crash in on me when I'm just relaxing in the hot tub. We also had a pool and it was late fall so it was super cold. So a dare happened to switch back and forth between the pool and hot tub. This started a game of truth or dare and things got a bit sizzle. Stuff like being naked in the bubbles of the hot tub but we couldn't see anything. Then stuff like sitting on my lap and whatnot. Nothing more happened that night, but a couple days later we are both in the hot tub and start daring again. Things start to go the way they went before, but again nothing. My mom and her dad went to sleep super early so we could really do this whenever. The dares started happening out of the hot tub and in the woods, and from there it began to escalate. Double quote. I dare you to jerk off. Or, I dare you to take all your clothes off. It just kept escalating until we just sort of grinded on each other. We were both 13, until we both came. That happened a few more times because neither of us could get a condom, and then I stayed at my dad's all summer and we stopped doing that stuff. We never mentioned it to anybody, and as far as each of us know the other has forgotten all about it. TL;DR it escalated slowly. My cousin and I. She's a 22YO girl. I'm a 26YO guy. Started texting. She's had a crush on me since we were tiny. I didn't think she was attractive until she was around 18. But she clearly has liked me for as long as we've been alive. The texting quickly escalated to sexting and flirting all the way to pictures. When we met face to face the next time at a family thing, she was with her boyfriend but totally ignored him and was all over me. It was a little awkward because we were clearly digging each other, but it seemed like her boyfriend could tell. If he wasn't there, I'm sure we would have figured out a way to smash. But nothing has happened physically between us yet. And I'll admit that the whole taboo factor has definitely made us more into it, ha. I don't really care. It seems really convenient and I can't really ignore how strong the urge is. So yeah, ha. That's been my experience so far. I fricked my sister. I wasn't a virgin. I guess she wasn't either. She was 14 and I was 17. Even though she was only 14. She looked 18. A real popular girl at school. And I'm also attractive. I was sleeping in her bed because she wasn't home. Her bed is way more comfy than mine. So I kinda did that a lot if she wasn't home for the night. But this time she came home in the night. Normally she should have arrived the next day and snuck up with me in bed. We were spooning but I was still asleep. I woke up and felt her ass against my penis. I got hard and she kept wiggling her ass against my penis. Next thing I know, I was fricking her doggy style. She had an orgasm. I didn't. Took maybe 5-6 minutes. I stopped and only then kinda realized what the frick I was doing. I ran to my bedroom and covered myself under the blankets with a huge shame feeling. I spent the whole night wondering if I uped her or if she actually wanted it. The next day she acted normal. But I couldn't look her in the eyes. Huge amount of guilt. But she was definitely more sweet to me than average because normally we argued and fought a lot. We didn't have a fight or argument since then. I felt shame for years. Even though I really got the feeling she also wanted it. The guilt was so much. That happened over 10 years ago. We never talked about it. It's a closed deal for me. I had to live with a huge guilt and shame, and I was so confused that night and the following days. Every time I heard something about incest on TV or somewhere else, I just froze. Now we're normal. If she's in trouble, she'll call me and I'd be there. She's happy with the most awesome boyfriend I know. I'm happy with my pretty girlfriend. I never thought I would get to share this. I didn't do it, but I have a story regarding this. A day after our prom ended, many of our classmates, imagine 2/5 of the batch, met the next day at a friend's home. The house was quite big and we partied hard until we reached the bed of the night. We all were playing a game where we would draw out 2 names from the bowl and both of them had to make out inside a spare guest room, and most of this cases ended up full-blown SX. This was the last round we played. Most of us were drunk. We pulled out 2 names. They turn out to be brother and sister. Now being big idiots and pretty much assholes. We started to chant for them to make out and started to push them into the guest room. We were just joking and they just played along with it. So we locked them in and waited 5-10 minutes, then opened the door to end the round. We expected them to be angry and just sitting there to open the door. Instead, the brother was balls deep, instead her sister. It was the most gross thing you could ever see in your lifetime. Both of them quickly ran out of the house. Later we came to know that it was a first time event and heat of the moment situation. I met a friend last year who told me nobody, their family knows, nothing happened between them and it's turned very awkward between them. I had SX with my cousin when we were both 17. It was consensual and there were never any guilty feelings from either side. We only had SX the one time, but I think it was because we both fell into long-term relationships shortly after we slept together. Our relationship never changed after we slept together. This was over 20 years ago and we still talk on a pretty regular basis with no weirdness. Slept with my long-lost half-sister. At the time I thought we were in love. I confessed everything to the police. Ended up on the SX offenders register and completely ruined my life. That was 10 years ago. I still haven't and expect I won't ever recover. I lost my virginity to my foster sister when we were 5 or 6. My older brother explained the mechanics of it. So we tried. I won't go into pervy details. It was not traumatic to me. Can't speak for her. She was already in foster care though. I doubt I was the trauma in her life. This was the early 70s. No idea where she is today. Okay, so 2 years ago-ish. My best friend hooked me up with her friend who was in a lot of my classes, so I knew her a bit well since I basically knew everyone. We all were planning a double date basically. And that was in like 2 weeks. The three of us hung out numerous times and she'd always try to hold my hand or come onto me. I always jerked away because it always felt weird and I had no idea why. I just figured it's because I'm awkward and never really been in a relationship. This kept going and I just decided to end it because I wasn't comfortable. A week later she's taking pictures of my other cousin on my dad's side, who I don't know that well because he kind of abandoned my mom and I and is in and out of jail all the time. Turns out. She knew the whole time we were cousins and thought I knew too. I guess my weird instincts were right. Welcome to Indiana. Also sorry for fricked up paragraphs. On mobile and still getting used to it. Does this count? My third cousin had an obsession with anal sex and had me regularly frick her in the ass. We didn't even know we were related at first. We were friends at the time who had a talk about sex and decided to frick for fun. But after we found out, though surprised, we regularly made trips to O-ring Plowtown. Still fantasize about dad ass to this day. I'm in a long-term relationship with my biological half-sister on my mother's side. I'm a male. We didn't grow up together. We actually didn't meet until we were both almost 30. Never knew each other at all until that point. I had been trying to get in touch with her on and off for a decade or more. In a desire to meet the long-lost sibling and try to connect as family, I finally succeeded via online social networks and a bit of social engineering. We talked purely online. On and off for about 6 months with some mostly unacknowledged sexual tension making us both very uncomfortable. When we did finally acknowledge it, it came together very quickly and very powerfully. At the time, we were both in serious relationships. I was in a non-monogamous relationship and she was actually engaged and fully monogamous. My SO knew all the details, was 100% okay with it. Her fiancé obviously had no idea. He agreed to meet up. We had a week of incredible sex and an insanely intense emotional connection equaled by no other relationship in my life. Romantic or otherwise. It was a heady week. Not long after that, we both ended our contemporary relationships, surprisingly mostly amicably on her end. Hell. Blood and fire on my end. No. I will not be telling that story. Comma. I moved to be with her and we've going good ever since. This is a true story. And I've attempted not to editorialize. I am a writer by trade. So some unintentional embellishment may have snuck in. I'll answer some questions. But probably not in a satisfactory way. This relationship is absolutely illegal where we live. And a very select few people know about it. I, F, had a sexual relationship with my cousin, M, for a few years. It started when I was 14 and he was 16. He stayed at my house for a week and we tried to have sex, but I was scared so we just did oral and I got fingered. He left the top of a condom wrapper out in the open and we almost got caught. Then for the next few years up until we were about 17 and 19 we would sext, make out. And if we could visit overnight and not just for a few hours we would have sex. I'd always felt lust towards him and at 12 and 14 we did almost have an encounter in a pool. We went by ourselves and he said he couldn't swim so he stayed pretty much on each other the entire time we were in there. My aunt let us share a bed that night and we cuddled. I don't feel bad or gross now but we don't talk. He wanted a relationship but we would have had to keep it a secret and I've always wanted kids and I know having kids with my first cousin could cause major issues. I had to break it off. I upset him and I feel guilty about it but now it seems like he moved on just fine. I've never actually engaged in incest. But got pretty close obliviously. I was maybe 12. Younger. Like. I was a child. And we'd usually go further south to my grandma's house to stay a couple of weeks while my parents did whatever they did. This was my grandmother on my dad's side of the family. So rednecks. I have a cousin who used to live next to my grandma's house. And she'd come over occasionally to play with us. She was a couple of years older, in high school. She would always try to wrestle with me. And take me into the woods. For a bedroom alone. I was completely oblivious to what she was trying to do. And wouldn't go into the woods with her because I was afraid of bobcats. And snakes. She never got to do anything to me. Because my grandma is awesome. And a pretty keen lady, even to this day. Though. When we wrestle she usually got to pin me in an awkward position that I'd feel uncomfortable in. If I would have known what she was going for, I honestly might have accepted it, maybe a kiss at most, out of curiosity. But I'd definitely end up regretting it. My girlfriend has a mild crush on her brother. I realized it at some point and since we are quite into roleplay and BDSM I've been fricking her for almost a year while she screams her brother's name and she really likes it. Not just fantasy. I've talked to her about it outside SX and she really likes her brother and would frick him given the chance. Her brother is hot as frick, 2 years younger than we are, and he is the typical gay guy, completely blind to his own gay side. He has a girlfriend and everything. Every time he acts manly, my girlfriend gets wet, but most of the time she can handle it by looking at him like a gay guy. I've been trying to push her to show more of her body when he is around and to test the ground, but without luck. She still sees a gay guy and that relaxes her. Nobody will ever read this, but whatever. From the age of 14. My older sister, 16, and I had to share a bed. We weren't rich. 2-bedroom house with 4 of us. Just after I joined secondary school, my sister started to masturbate at me when I was asleep. Started off with basic things like her feeling my DCK while I was asleep. Putting her hands down my trousers and just feeling my DCK, etc. Of course she thought I was sleeping. This went on for about 7/8 months until one day we got into a fight and I told her I'll tell my dad what she does. She denied it. At that point it kinda stopped. Then I started to try and initiate it by touching her. Cut the long story short. It became normal for us and we ended up giving each other oral sex until she moved out at 22. We're very touchy-feely with each other. We never had sex. But I always fantasize about this now. I can't freaking stop it. Last year's night, I started to engage sexually with my first cousin. She was 16. I was 17, male. At first, we just made out. But it slowly progressed to hand jobs from her and fingering from me. Soon, she was giving me BJs and well. We wanted to do more but we couldn't find a way to do it without getting noticed. This year, though, we worked it out and managed to do it. We did it 2 times while we were drunk. I can't say I disliked it or I feel guilty or anything. It is amazing. We are both horny as frick. He's hot and thinks I'm hot as well. I only see her once or twice a year. But I always look forward to it. I don't give a shitty. Best comment of the day. This happened to a college friend. First day of school he returned to the dorm very enthusiastic about a girl he had met. It turned out both were very religious and neither one had been in a serious high school relationship. They would borrow my dorm room, since I had no roommate. They were a great couple, kind, supportive with a very shared view of the world. Guilt was eating them up for premarital sex. Step #2. His dad was a widower and her mom was a widow. They did not live anywhere near each other. However, they went to a big auction. Each were wearing a hoodie and a sweater which had their kid's college logo upon it. They stopped, chatted, and decided to have lunch together. Turns out living 30 plus miles apart didn't slow a developing dating relationship. Since the university is fairly large, they never considered that their children knew each other. Back on campus, true love and thou shall not before marriage was stressful to both of my friends. They were truly torn. Both were looking forward to Thanksgiving break to think. So, the son goes home. Dad joyfully tells son he had a G/F. Son is delighted as his dad had not dated after his mom had passed years before. Son assured him that mom would never want him not to be happy. Dad tells the son that G/F would be coming over for Thanksgiving. Son was very happy. Next day was Thanksgiving. The mom shows up with some food and her daughter. My friends just stared at each other. Son asked if he and the daughter could go for a walk to a nearby park. Parents agreed. My bud told me later how they were both totally stunned. They agreed that each of their parents were so obviously happy that they wouldn't say anything to ruin their joy. Somehow they managed to make it through the dinner. They also survived all of them going for a Saturday dinner movie night. Back on campus, a new aspect of their relationship. They asked if they could sleep in my empty room bed and spend the night. I agreed if I could be there too. Nothing kinky, it just was challenging to find places to go while they were in my room. I would leave upon request. About 10 days before Christmas break, the parents called the respective kids. They announced how all 4 were going to Aspen to ski over the holiday break. Both of my friends loved downhill skiing, and as they had never been to Aspen, they definitely were looking forward to that. I returned to campus in January. I asked how the trip went. They looked at me, and I sensed a big reveal. The skiing was epic. The parents had left the condo for a long time and my friends used their opportunity to the fullest. Toward the end of the trip, the parents called for a meeting. The mom revealed an engagement ring. They said they were planning a summer wedding. The dad asked the son to be the best man and the mom asked the daughter to be the maid of honor. The parents also told them that they had worried how the children get along, and they were so pleased how they both got along so well. I asked how my friends felt about becoming step-siblings. They just looked at each other as they had not fully considered that. They both agreed that their parents were so happy after years of being alone, that they were so happy about planning a future together. Among the plans was everyone moving into together under the same roof. I asked what they were going to do about telling their parents. Already the parents had told them to bring a date to the wedding. I said that they would have to tell their parents. They said they knew. They had thought about telling them after the parents returned from the honeymoon. They had already turned down an offer to go with the parents on the honeymoon. They both continued to wrestle with the premarital sex, but it was very clear to me this was not a casual college thing. They laughed and both told how their parents had noticed a change in their personality. They chalked it up to college. So, alas, this is where the tale to an end for me. For sophomore year, I moved back to my hometown. This back in the days before the internet. We did exchange snail mail for a time. They moved into the father's big home. Plenty of bedrooms and baths. The wedding went off like a charm. My friends had lots of alone time while the parents were gone. They did finally tell the parents eventually that summer. The parents were stunned, but they did talk things out. Not much more to tell after that, as slowly we stopped writing. A few years ago, I did several internet searches to try and find my friends, but that sadly went nowhere.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.